This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day of Juz Amma, the last Juz of the Quran, Juz number 30. And we're at surah number 83, which is Surah Al-Mutaffifin. It's a powerful surah in the Quran. It has two main important messages. The first is about ethics, financial ethics, ethics in dealing with those who we may look down upon in society, those who we think are not as affluent as us or our same social status. What are the kind of ethics that Islam calls to? The second is about understanding the realities of life and death, with an emphasis on the recording of our deeds and thinking about the accountability that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. The surah begins with a warning, the very first statement. Woe be to those who are al-mutaffifin. And the mutaffifin are those who give less in measure and weight when someone has asked them for something. So you're about to sell something and you should be giving 500 grams, but you give 450. And you're trying to make profit by cutting that corner and giving people less than what they deserve. And mutaffifin as well, it's not just about weighing things in terms of the physical, but it's also in the social. It's not giving people your best, not giving people their rights, not giving people the words that they deserve, the recommendation they deserve. It is being a person who is obstinate, obscure, and unwilling to be a part of a healthy society. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are those who, when they receive a measure from men, demand full measure. They are those who wouldn't accept that from other people. And if someone was to give you measure, you would want the full measure. But they are willing to take it from others and keep it themselves. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. And when they have to give measure themselves unto mankind, they give less than what is due. SubhanAllah. And therefore, this is about understanding justice. It's not what you want that's important, but it's also what other people are in need of and deserve. And give the full measure is an important concept, a principle in al-Islam. You find it in numerous surahs. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Give your weighing and give what is done بِالْقِسْطَاسِ, in that which is the most accurate of measurement, in that which is equitable and just. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ غَشَّ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. The one who cheats, or the one who cheats us as well, can never be from our community, can never be a true believer. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Do these people who cheat others, do they not remember, understand, think, يَظُنُّ, do they not reckon that they will be resurrected and be asked about what they have done? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on a day of grandeur, on a day that is very difficult. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It will be the day that mankind will stand before their Lord to be questioned. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Lord of all existence, not just humanity. And therefore, this kind of says to you that if you deal with an animal unjustly, with even the environment unjustly, you will be asked about it. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't cause corruption in the earth. It's a powerful statement of Allah. كَلَّا. In fact, Allah says, كَلَّا نَي. إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ. Once again, you hear that word of Allah speaking about al-fujjar, those who are open, vulgar, plain, and public in their sinfulness. And this word, we heard it in the surah before it, Surah Al-Infitar. And we heard it as a theme in all the other surahs. One of the things that's important in each and every one of the surahs thus far in Juz Amma, Allah has spoken about Al-Kitab, the book of reckoning, the book of account, the book of standing before Allah, the book of recompense. And this is an overall theme in Juz Amma. You're going to stand before Allah, and those who will have the record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have a record that is preserved in Sijjin, which is the lowest, lowest hevels. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. What do you know about Sijjin? Kitabu Marqum. It is a register, and that it is scribed with their deeds. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. How treacherous on that day, how difficult that day will be for those who have denied that they will stand before Allah and not understood the reality of it. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. Who have belied the day of judgment. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And none can deny it except those who are transgressors and beyond doubts and beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ. What's the sign of these transgressors, these fujjar? When the verses of Allah are recited, when the scripture is made known to them. تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَلِينَ. He says, these are tales of the ancients. This is just, it's not real. It's not something that I can live with. كَلَّا. In fact, nay, بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. In fact, it's their hearts that have been rusted over, ran. It's shielded from the truth. Their hearts have been so corrupt that it's veiled from the truth because of the things that they have earned. They have done so many dealings with in sinful behavior that their heart no longer seeks purity and truth. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ In fact, these very same fujjar, these same evildoers, will also be veiled from their Lord on the Day of Judgment. One interpretation, they won't see Allah on the Day of Judgment, and they won't be acknowledged by Allah on the Day of Judgment. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ There will be days that are faces that are radiant because they look to their Lord. But those who will have this sinful practice, that their hearts are covered from truth, they will be unable to observe and to be with Allah. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ These people will definitely enter into the hellfire. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ It will be said to them, this is what you denied and now you see its reality. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ On the other hand, those who are righteous, this is their book, it will be in عِلِّيِّين, the place of ascension. Which is opposite to Sijin, which is the place of debasement and lowliness. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ What is this place of عِلِّيُّونَ? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ It's a book that is registered and written. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ It's witnessed by those nearest to Allah that they attest to this fact. The angels will be your witnesses on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٌ The righteous will be in kindness and happiness with Allah. They will be in delight in paradise. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Looking to each other on thrones of happiness in Jannah, تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم. You will recognize a brightness in their face of delight. يسقون من رحيق مختوم. They will consume from the drinks of pure sealed nectars in Jannah. ختامه مسك. And this nectar, the last of it, it will have this smell of musk, an indescribable perfume. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ And let everyone strive for this. Let everyone race one another. Race themselves to get to the highest levels of Jannah. مِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ It's that beautiful nectar that is mixed with tasneem. It's something undescribable. عَيْنًا It's a spring that wells up in Jannah. A drink for those who are مُقَرَّبُونَ Near to Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا On the other hand, Allah transitions the recompense of those who mock the believers in life. Those who used to make fun of the believers who are now in Jannah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَقُونَ Those who used to commit their crimes in the dunya used to laugh and mock and jeer at the believers. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ And when the believers would walk next to them, they would look at them and mock them and make fun of them and indicate to each other to jest about them. Look at this guy. Look at how she's dressed. Look at how he acts. Look how he doesn't have this. Look how he doesn't do that. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا And when they see them, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ They would look at the believers and say, What are these people? They don't know. Look at how they're living. They're not enjoying life. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ Why does it bother them that the believers live their life in a conservative, polite, and endearing manner to God? They weren't sent to be their watchers over them. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ The tables will be turned on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, the believers who saw the happiness and the joy of their delight in Jannah will look at the unbelievers who are now being punished by Allah and they're the ones who are going to be amused and say, we told you that you should have followed us to that which is good. عَلَى الْأَرَائِقِ يَنْظُرُونَ While they sit on their thrones in Jannah, they will look at these people who used to mock them and who are now in hellfire. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Do they not now see that the unbelievers, that the immoral, that the wicked, that those who had hatred in their heart, that those who mock the believers for their belief, now do they see that they have been paid back in full for their sinfulness in the punishment of Allah? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of hellfire, lead us to a path of righteousness and piety and equity and kindness to humanity and to others so that we can be servants of Allah through our service of others. Lead us to the highest places of Jannah. O Allah, open our hearts to the truth. This has been your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir as a surah a day of Juz Amma. And this was Surah Al-Mutaffifin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to favor us with His blessing. This has been Surah number 83. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.